starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It was an announcement that came at the 11th hour, an extension of the ceasefire between the US and Iran, just as the original agreement was due to expire. Pakistan has been playing a key role in brokering a diplomatic solution, and the country's Prime Minister, Shahbaz Sharif, expressed his relief at the extension in a post on social media.
On my personal behalf and on behalf of Field Marshal Sayyid Asim Munir, I sincerely thank President Trump for accepting our request to extend the ceasefire to allow ongoing diplomatic efforts to take their course. With the trust and confidence reposed in Pakistan, we will continue our earnest efforts for a negotiated settlement. I sincerely hope both sides will continue to observe.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the extension has been put in place so Iran can submit their proposal for peace and talks can take place. Yet it remains unclear when or even if talks on a longer-lasting or even permanent ceasefire might happen, with both sides digging in on their respective positions, while changes have also appeared to happen on a constant basis. The White House and the President have previously and consistently maintained that Iranian officials are keen for an agreement.
I think it's close to over, yeah. I mean, I view it as very close to over. We'll see what happens. I think they want to make a deal very badly.
But Iran appears still undecided as to whether to participate in the second proposed round of talks, citing what it says are contradictory messages and behaviours from the US. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance also remains in Washington, D.C. instead of departing for Pakistan. A major point of contention remains Iran's nuclear policy, something the two parties have never agreed on. The UN Director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, says the agency has been in touch with both sides of the conflict to resolve their differences. Meanwhile, the confusion and simmering tension has been making him nervous.
It is very important that we give continuity to the process. This is a complex process. We have the nuclear aspect, which is, of course, extremely complex, and this is the one where I, as IEA, have been engaging with. But there are, of course, other important issues related to the Hormuz passage, related to ballistic missiles, related to regional questions. So I think it's very important that an opportunity for peace is given.
The Strait of Hormuz, which has been closed, then reopened, then closed again, is the other major roadblock. The US president has declared the US military will continue its blockade against Iran, an act that Iran has consistently maintained is an act of war and a violation of the ceasefire. It says its decision to close the waterway is a legitimate response to American actions. So says Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi in a post on X.
Aggression towards maritime shipping and trading is a dangerous violation, because if this becomes common, basically maritime freedom will be in danger. Both things America has done are examples of piracy and state terrorism.
Europe has made its own views clear. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas says the bloc is expanding sanctions on Iran as a result of the constant closures of the strait.
Daily U-turns, whether the Strait of Hormuz is open or closed, are reckless. Transit through the strait must remain free of charge.
Also putting the ceasefire talks under a cloud is the continuing conflict in Lebanon, just as direct discussions between Israel and Lebanon are due to continue in Washington. The Iranian-backed group Hezbollah has announced it fired rockets and drones into northern Israel, accusing it of violating their own 10-day ceasefire that came into effect last Thursday. Israeli forces also remain deployed in a belt of Lebanese land 5 to 10 kilometres deep along the entire border, which Israeli authorities say is intended to create a buffer zone to shield northern Israel from attacks by Hezbollah. Lebanon's prime minister says his government is not seeking confrontation with the militant group, but it also would not allow itself to be intimidated.
We're going to Washington with a clear objective. What we're seeking to achieve through negotiations is a complete withdrawal of Israeli forces from Lebanon.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.